Naf ayin vav omid aleph. Zin nasa beis shar lozeh. Kol bayis nasa beis shar lechatzer shufas lochol. Every house is being is turning into like a guardhouse, an entrance house to the courtyard, which is opened up to it. Bodik minas is chachmo leheshev. He's testing his wisdom if he doesn't know how to answer. Shtei chatzeres v'shtei batim b'neihem. The ein b'nei shtei chatzeres v'rtzim la'ayir zum zum. And the people from the two courtyards do not want to make an erev together. Elko achas asva. Each one wants to do it to his own, on their own. Each courtyard on their own. V'chol chatzer lo hondicha eruba v'vayis ha'psuachlo. And each courtyard did not leave the erev in a house that was opening up to it. El asu b'shar. They turned it into a b'shar, like a guardhouse. V'niach eruba v'vayis ha'psuachlo chavert. And they put the erev in a house which is opening up into another house. Mal vade iter vayel b'shar mashvinan is for sure if both of them are considered a b'shar guardhouse. Ein echem mehem erev, then there was never an erev done. I know you this a real b'shar. A person puts the erev in a b'shar, then tonight the kamar will say later that ain't no erev. It's not erev. Iter vayel by his gomer, and if it's also both of them are considered a complete house, then ein echem mehem erev. It's also not an erev. Why shari by is that mafsik this house is being chotel le'eruva, because then the house is separating between the courtyard and its erev. Who lo erev ima, and he didn't make an erev with him. Ve'ini yichol lehevi eruva l'soichot derech b'ayis de. They can make to bring the erev through this house. Mi mashvinon l'kol b'ayis l'gad b'chotzer smucha lo ke b'ishar. Do we consider each house with regard to the courtyard next to it like a b'ishar? Shlo l'esor elav, not in order not to make it asar. If v'gad b'chotzer acharis with regard to the other courtyard, chasu b'ayis gomer, you consider it a complete house. Yichol eruva, and you put the erev there. Mashvinon ki b'ayis, and you make it consider like a house l'mikne eruva in order to be able to transfer ownership of the erev, and you make the erev work. The reasoning will be explained as the Kesugi goes on. The whole chotzer in the house which did not make an erev with it. Shenayin kanu erev alma. You see from that, mishum the main shmoshos suffik, because the main shmoshos of twilight time is a doubt. The suffik of the v'rim lahakam. And anytime you have it in the rabbanon, you have a suffik, a doubt. You're going to be mekel the erev in the v'rim who in a hilchos erev is also the rabbanon. Lagabe hai shenachal eruvul bein shmoshos. With regard to the person who ate his erev during bein shmoshos, mashvina leilalayla, we consider as if it was night already. Ramina kvar kana erev. We say that the erev already was activated. Bekana lagabe hai sheiruv alof bein shmoshos. With regard to the person who made the erev during the bein shmoshos, the twilight in the Mashvin Layum, considers if it's day, but Dayan Habilo Shahois looked the Shavis, and he still had time to be able to acquire his residence there, and the Erev would start to work. And the words of the Rabban are saying does not look like a joke. These houses have a kami, come on, they're right in front of everyone. And if you're going to go and consider each one like these halachas which are switching back and forth, then having milu the rabbanon kichuch v'tulu, then what the rabbanon is saying is going to look like a joke in front of everyone. V'lo nitnim pelet tzedoikim. Literally, we don't want to give the tzedoikim, the who are apikursim, don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, a reason to start and saying how the rabbanon are just making things up. Hashanah chador. This finishes the parak hador. New parak of chaloi. Chaloi shabin sheichuseres b'sei chaser. But first, we're going to say exactly menu. Just a little bit of it. I feel the mashing in the small time. B'sei chaser the karka within 10 tefachim of the ground. Ma'arvin shneim shnei eruvin elo asim elo asim. You can make two separate eruvin each courtyard to themselves. But asurin zuim zu, and they are forbidden to go from one to the next. Or bring things one to the next. The Muslim Arvin Echad Erev Echad Shi, they're going to make one Erev Shino Ilo Eruv and Macheres. The one courtyard is going to put the Erev in the other one. The Arvin Melhem and make an Erev together. Then you have to consider like one courtyard. Pachos Me Arbal La Pesach Avet. It's not considered a door. L'mayim L'aser Nami the Ilu Kol Kaisel Eno Gavoy Yaser. Having increased the malice, even if the wall was not any higher, then it would already be a complete the wall. Elkach Therefore Kishin Klum Min the Chalal. So Chazar, if there's none of this empty space, which is the door within the tenth vachem of the ground, la pesach was not considered a door. But in ma'avret nechon, you cannot make one erev together. V'sura zulum zulum, they're going to be usher together. Derech rosh ha'koysel, v'derech oysel chaloin, v'derech churin v'tzadokim. Whether you're going through over the wall, or whether you're going through the window, or whether you are going through various different holes and cracks in the wall between the two courtyards, all is going to be usher. Gemara. Rabban Shimon beperkakama in the first parak, the brayse of the gemara, there's a brayse from the gemara. Kamash malon time in the kulin lamayla miyud dimereisha, because we're going from the reisha and having that within kulubas alchiyavin. You need everything all the whole window within the 10 tefachim. Even the small amount. The belav hachi, because without that, no matzislam and kept the gavei chaloyim meruba. Dalad al dalad. Without that, you would not be able to say that we're talking about the window which is squared 4x4 tefachim. Kol chaloyim ogol betachlis emsiyosu nomuch emsiyosu lekan lekan hu magbiya beholich. Any window that is round, kol chaloyim ogol, any window that is round betachlis emsiyosu nomuch, in the bottom, it's the middle is lower emsiyosu lekan lekan. It's human being, and the science is going, in the middle is going up or more. But Hoylechin keeps going up. It's circle is there, Shihu, Shinei, Tvachim, Mashu, Orech, Mehkefa, Basokir. It's going to need two and a bit of its length, of its circumference within 10 Tvachim, Mehmsiu, Lakan, Tefachim, Umehmsiu, Lakan, Tefachim. You need from its middle on one side to Tefachim, the middle on the other side to Tefachim. But in Mashu, also a little bit, Mishum, Dechi, Meravinale, because we need to square it out. But linally mean they should talk from in the kekev. You're going to take up two talk from the circumference ogle shrink here on the keren of the round shape between the two corners. Look at that on each side. The santina lahu because you're sealing it off. Umakmina la aribua and you're making it into a square. But nimsa is the mash of an issue. But so if you just come out that little bit, it's left within the tenth vachem. Up on the rechav achalom from the width of the window. Because the main lekam one as we say later aribua migo igula palgo. Then when you have a square coming out of the circle, then it's going to be half more. You're going to have to go in and make it half more. That half of the measurement of the square that's being on the circle, the heck of them, and the measurements of the square is going to be 16. And it's going to mean that the circle is going to be more above it, 8. Hare base tvachim kol tzad. So you're going to end up with 2 tvachim on each side. Daf I involve omid base. Hanim the beikulak kedas roichav dover ogol have tefach vedas roichav ogol ein rochavo ella emsiosay. When you're talking about the measurements of something which is circle, which is a tefach. And a circle is only going to be wide when in the middle, but not rechav kedalid kedas meruba. But you know we're going to need this to be 4 tefachim wide, like the measurements of a square. Shirocha b'dav nosek kamidas emsiyasu because the walls are the same as its middle. It's all the same size because it's a square. Sheisas a heck of sagir. It's going to be enough of 16 around the outside of the circumference. The dalid the heck of the kol rochin. The meruba is going to be 4 tefachim on each direct side because it's a square. Hanlo the segment for your refill, that's only going to be more of a quarter. And to be 16. That's to be gulud nothing to go ribua. That's a circle that's coming out of a square. Hanlo meruba dalid al dalid. If you have a window which is square 4x4, hakehul shesa. So then going around it is going to be 16. Be ma'agel is megavoy, and then you know if you're going to make a circle inside of it, the ein roichav dalet is not going to be this wide 4 elabem, so only in the middle. And this lay hekefa teresa, then the circumference is going to be 12. The tafel le meruba revia, and the square is going to be more than the circle by more a quarter size more. Aval hachav over here the baisel minkat ribua dalet al dalet the hekefa sheisa. Here we're going to have the square to be 4x4. And going around, it's going to have to be 16. Dalak aruach, you have 4 tefachim on each side. But go yigul inside the square. Levad mai the midlas meigulo. Besides, you're raising up the circle by a kefetvei. You're going to need more of a circumference. Kedei lemikat pegava morsha de ribua. So in order, you get the corners of the square inside the circle. V'havi dalad hein v'alachs, which is going to be 4 plus there. There, the angle which is pushing it out. Michti kol amsa v'sagile lahave lahayigula b'pusio de dalad tefachim lachsun lebigula. Because there's going to be enough for this circle to have it with a 4 tefachim in the corners lachsun with the angle b'igula in this within the circle. We'll call dover ogul anything which is a circle shavim midas lachsun lemidas amseri. Its angle is going to be the same as its middle. The ha'ein lo zavis because it doesn't have any corners. Kamaboy lemahavi pusio dalas. How much is the according to be? It's going to be 4 mitamani chumshi and 8 fifths. The havi lehu chamisha mitlas chumshi is going to be 5 3/5. Bechim mekafa leigula the high shiuro. And if you're going to encircle with a circle of that amount, kamahavi hekefa. How much is the are you going to get? You're going to get chamisar 15, pushri v'tisha chumshi, and 9/5 the havi lehu shveisar nechi chumshi, which is going to be 17 minus the fifth. Ribum go igula is palgo. Boil the mishkal minay, you have to take from it. Palgo the high shiro, the faish, that because that amount that's left over, the high nultilso, which is a third, it may occur from originally, the havalahu tamanyam, which is 8, the choftal from 24, and you're left with it 17. The sri lahu, the kola alaksuna, hachriyam, because they think that any angle, that's how it comes out. Lo shan lo debi ina tochasuni within 10 tfachim, shebein shnei gankin, veliba de rabbanon, according to rabbanon, the amino le kaimon that we say, later, kishem shi do yirin chulukun lamata kach chulukun lamali. Just like there, you have different houses of three different people underneath the sotu. The roofs are considered different, owned by different people. The lomat to the tatal magag zel leidoch below. Every neck may move from one roof to another without making an error. Targum alai besoch hasar the katani mishim bechaseros. That was talking about within 10 tefachim. It's talking about with regard to the courtyards. Ba echad li katani alma kulin shemis the all of them are equal. Targum alecha echad li the mashu the kulin shava arba al arba. That which says echadli, it's implying they're all equal. That's talking about they all need to be 4x4 tefachim. Bais v'aliyah shel shnei b'nei adam, which belongs to two different people. Lul aruba b'karkois ha'aliyah, when you have a little like a skylight in the bottom of the upper story. V'aliyah gofayim makarkas abayis, and the upper story is above from the ground. Mi amina, do we say basic command the mali dami that the houses if it's filled up? Havi command the lo gavoy asar, if it's not 10 tefachim high. Beinzarach sulam kavua liyos shem b'mokum ha'pesach. You're not going to need a permanent ladder over there by the entrance, lahatirin, to make la'erv zeh to make a mutter for them to make an erv together. Oh, or perhaps lower me than to command the mali. We don't say it's if it's filled up with boy sulam, and we need a ladder l'mahavi k'pesach b'neimt in order for it to be considered a door in between them. Kareem kisam arvin, who said early in the parak of kisam arvin sulam teres pesach halam, that a ladder has the halachas of being considered a door. Miratzad the chaloyin shebekoysel the window in a wall. Masnis in the Mishnah koysel shebeim shtei chaseros. I did look at rochav arba. That which you said is a wide four tefachos, which I'm safe luckily because at the end of the Mishnah the boy lemisni because we want to say hayu baroishai Paris. It was on its top of Paris and on the top of the wall of Paris. Elo oilu mekav oichon that they can go from each one can go from their courtyard and eat on top of the wall. Vlad shelo yirid lamata, as long as they don't take the food from the top of the wall down. The chashiv reshus ba'avinasha, because the top of the wall is considered its own reshus. V'lom is batel lo l'gabe hay v'lo l'gabe hay, and doesn't become batel secondary to either of the two courtyards. Aval ini mehavi mechitza, but to make something into mechitza, b'kol tohu plusia. Havi stima, when you say even a thin amount of width is going to be considered a ceiling. And offer im arvin echad, you would not be able to make one erev. Vlad shelo yirid the confusion, so we explain yisur mekan. Have a pierce is considered a break. Have a luhu kulo kidiyur echatzar achas, and everyone's considered as if they're living in one courtyard. The imirva kolachas atzma, and if you want, and if each one would have made their own erev, then have a luhu kachaluk and say ruvin. But as if they're dividing up their erev, and elo al eli, it's going to make them forbidden because they think they're still two courtyards making their own erev, and really they're one courtyard, and they needed to make one erev together. Gemar aver beis reshuyos shaltois boy came into luhu chashiv the mahavi reshuyos. Since they're not considered to be reshus, batel the gabri tavayo, it's going to become batel to each one of them, versus beis achaseros shotos boy, and therefore you have the jurisdiction of both courtyards on it. But oisin tells that, therefore they're making it forbidden for both the other to take things in and out. But fidel al roisho, even on the top of the wall, also the tatas can be usher to move objects.